Hello, and thank you for visiting horseshoesandwine.com. The following is an audio presentation of the blog post, 9 Innings of Therapy. So after a crappy week of rainouts and an almost rainout that I took to believe would be a rainout, I go to work on Tuesday and find out that my company is moving to Florida. So I guess karma heard what I had said to Mother Nature about drilling me. Except she went to put one inside my ear and she knocked me flat on my ass in the process. We were all given two choices. One, move with them and they will give us our jobs at the same salary, reasonable moving expenses, a couple of months' rent, and that sort of thing. If I'm being very honest with you, they have been wonderfully generous to all the employees who are interested in making the move. The second option is that you stay here and you find new work. I'm not moving. I'm going to be staying here and I will have to find new work. So if ever I felt as though I needed therapy, it was now. So later that same day, of course, I don't go to a game. I go straight home and I talk with Stacy. I get her up to speed. We breathe in through our noses and out through our mouths. And we know everything is going to be okay. We have gone through worse. Now, this is upsetting, and it's trying, and it's distracting, but it's not the end of the world. So go to hell, karma, and suck an egg, Mother Nature. Now, this isn't to say that I'm not still a little bit messed up over it. Believe me, I am, but I'm still going to get up, and I don't plan on dusting myself off. So the next day comes, and the weather was clear. A rarity if you read my prior blog post. And I looked at Stacy, and she looked at me, and I just said, I really want to go to this game. Well, go, she tells me. Big smile on her face. Just get the dishes done before you leave, huh? She may not have said it with that thick of a New Jersey accent. That might have just been me. So, not sure if she is joking about the dishes or not, I still got them done pretty quickly. And then I got a kiss, and then I got an amazing hug from her, and then I headed to another Somerset Patriots baseball game. When I tell you that 9 innings of baseball on a beautiful evening can be therapeutic, you can write that down as gospel. You can believe me. Granted, it's not for everybody. I get that, but you already know as you're listening to this whether or not it's for you. It is for me, and you've likely gathered that already. And besides, the way I see it, when you spend $14 plus tax for a ticket, and you're there for at least 2 hours, that's some pretty good value of therapy. Now, you show me one therapist worth their salt that's going to give you that same rate. All right, so maybe it doesn't change the circumstances you're in, and maybe it doesn't take away the problems or get you a new job, but it does provide a fine distraction. Now, selfishly speaking, however, I would have rather they not go on the road for the next week because I just hate it when my therapists are out of town. My name is Patrick Kerrison, and I thank you so very much for listening to 9 Innings of Therapy, a blog post on horseshoesandwine.com. To subscribe to my blog, go to the homepage, scroll down to the bottom, and enter your email address. You can unsubscribe at any time. To find me on Twitter, my handle is at Patrick Kerrison. Again, I thank you for joining me on horseshoesandwine.com, and I hope you visit me again soon.